Vulcan's eyes narrowed, the fire burning inside them reduced to hot red slits, as if measuring his equerry and deeming him worthy of what he was about to say next. What I tell you now, I have told no one before this moment. I understand. No, said Vulcan sadly, you don't. Not yet. After the triumph at Ulanor, I began forging a weapon to honour Horus's achievement and our father, making him War Master. This, he said, now holding the hammer in a firm grip and raising it aloft in one hand, is Dawnbringer. It was meant as my gift to my brother.
But you chose not to give it to him. Why, my lord?
Vulcan lowered the weapon, regarding the exquisite craftsmanship of his labours, before going on.
That is what vexes me, Artellus. Horus and I spoke privately only twice after he replaced our father at the head of the crusade.
I remember, my lord. After Karatan, you consulted both Lord Dawn and Lord Horus.
Yes. Conrad's behaviour concerned me greatly, and I was in need of guidance. At the time, the forging of Dawnbringer was unfinished. I wanted the gift to be a surprise, a token of our brotherhood and my respect, so I said nothing of it.
I am still unclear as to why this is on your mind now, my lord.
Because when the hammer was finished, I spoke to Horus for the second time. His advancement to War Master had placed a great strain on his time and attentions, so I wanted to arrange a meeting when I could present my gift to him.
Vulcan paused, his expression darkening as he recalled the exchange.
My lord,
said Numion, as the same cloud cast its shadow over him too. Vulcan kept his eyes down as he remembered, and did not raise them as he concluded his account.
Horus was much changed from the brother I knew and had looked up to. Even across our hololithic link, I felt it, a presence that had not been there before.
What kind of presence?
It is difficult to describe. He seemed distracted, and at first I thought it was merely matters of the crusade that preoccupied him. But as our conversation went on, I realized it was something else.
Do you think he was planning this rebellion even then?
Perhaps. Now I wonder if it was always in my brother's heart and simply had to be teased out of him for it to flourish and bloom. Either way, I knew there was a canker within Horus that had not been there before, a shadow upon his soul like a cancer. And it was growing, Numion, the host embracing this parasite in front of my eyes. I do not possess the prescience of Sanguinius, nor the mental acumen of Guilliman, or the psychic gifts of Magnus. But I know my instincts, and they were screaming at me in that moment. Horus has fallen, they were saying to me. In some way he had slipped, and the pit had taken him. Even though I could not put meaning or evidence to any of this, it unsettled me. So I decided not to tell him of the gift I had fashioned, instead keeping it for myself. And it concerns me still, he said to Numion, looking up again, because the same misgivings I had that day I feel now. They warn me to be cautious, to heed the disquiet in my soul.
I will be ever vigilant, said Numion, though he didn't yet know for what.
Vulcan nodded.
Be mindful, Artellus. On the dark sands of Istvan far below, we face a foe unlike any other. But it is an enemy, and one we can afford to give no quarter. Whatever bonds of loyalty you may once have felt to these warriors, forget them. They are traitors now, led by a warrior I no longer recognize as my brother. Do you believe we are right in this, and that our cause is a just one?
Despite the bitter taste the other legion's treachery had left in his mouth, Numion had never been more certain of anything.
I am sure of it. Whatever sickness has come upon our old allies, we will burn it to ash. Then we are as one. Thank you, Artellus.
I did nothing, my lord. You heeded me when my mind was troubled. You did more than you realized.
Vulcan gave a feral smile, his misgivings transformed and reforged into purpose.
Eye to eye, Pyre Captain.
Tooth to tooth, my lord.
The bombardment is soon? Vulcan asked.
Imminent,
said Numeon, reassured and galvanized by Vulcan's revivified demeanor. He realized, as Vulcan attached Dawnbringer to his belt, that it wasn't weakness he had seen in his Primarch, but humanity. It was the genuine concern that his brothers had fallen to darkness, and the emergence of the resolve he would need to fight them. He should doubt the justness of this fight. He should stop to consider the consequences of it. Only by doing so could a warrior be sure he drew bolter and blade in good cause and against a true enemy. This, Numeon realized, was Vulcan's teaching. Morality, conscience, humanity, these were not flaws. They were strengths.
Take me to the muster deck, said Vulcan, donning his war helm. When we make planetfall, I would look my brother in the eye and ask him why he did this, before he's taken to Terra in chains.